Greetings, I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 6, verses 41 through 51. Now, in today's passage, Jesus continues to use the feeding of the 5,000 as a springboard to declare and explain that he himself is the bread of life. Let's look at verse 41. Therefore, the Jews started grumbling about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. Now, the Jews grumbled against Jesus because they understood that his statement that he came down from heaven was a claim of deity, and they rejected that. Verse 42, they were saying, is it this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Verse 43, Jesus answered them, stop grumbling among yourselves. Now, likely the local Jews knew Mary and Joseph, and they knew that Jesus came from, in some sense, the despised town of Nazareth. So they rejected his statement that he came down from heaven. They rejected the statement out of ignorance, out of willful ignorance, because he happily answered their questions when they asked. Verse 44, no one comes to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. So when someone chooses to believe in Jesus as their Savior, he or she does so only in response to the urging of God's Holy Spirit. He tells us here that no one can believe in Jesus without God's help. God is the initiator of our salvation. Verse 45, it is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has listened to and learned from the Father comes to me. Now, this verse explains what is meant by the word draws in the previous verse. In verse 44, it says, no one comes to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. So what does it mean for God to draw people to him? Well, they're drawn because they're taught the truth. They're drawn through people being exposed to the gospel, through people being taught the truth of God. Verse 46, not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Now, there's some logic here in this one verse argument that Jesus makes, the affirmation that he gives us here that he is God. He says, no one has seen the Father except the Son of God. Jesus has seen the Father, therefore, Jesus is the Son of God. Logical argument. They rejected it, of course, but a logical argument. Verse 47, truly I tell you, anyone who believes has eternal life. Now we see here that eternal life is not something that begins at some point in the future. Those who believe, they have eternal life now, and they will always have eternal life. Verse 48, I am the bread of life. Now, this is a restatement of what he said in verse 35 that we looked at in our previous daily devotion. Verse 49, your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. Though the life-giving effects of the manna were temporary, as they are with any physical bread, the manna still paints a picture of Jesus, of his identity and his mission. And it does so in a few different ways. The manna was bread. It was a kind of bread that gave sustenance to the people, just as Jesus gives sustenance, gives life to the people. The manna was a mysterious thing. In fact, the word manna in Hebrew simply means, what is it? Well, Jesus was a mystery to those who saw him as he came in the flesh. The manna came at night from heaven. Well, Jesus came to the earth from heaven during a time when sinners were in moral and spiritual darkness. The manna was small, which speaks to Jesus' humility. The manna was round, which speaks to Jesus' eternality. The manna was white, which speaks to Jesus' purity. The manna was sweet to the taste, according to Psalm 34:8, and it met the needs of the people, just as Jesus brings joy to the world. Now, Jesus, of course, is much greater than the picture of Jesus that we see in the manna, but still there is that picture. There is a connection between the manna of the Old Testament and what that tells us about the ultimate bread, Jesus, that comes in the new. Look at verse 59. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that anyone may eat of it and not die. So those who ate of the manna, they died. Ultimately, they died, right? But he who eats of this bread, he who trusts Christ, the bread of life, he will live. Verse 51, Jesus goes on to say, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. The bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Now, though, that little phrase at the end, is my flesh, he's talking about how he will die in the flesh. He's pointing to his crucifixion, where he will shed blood and die. Now, Jesus is the true manna, the true bread of life. He makes that clear again in this verse. But what does he mean when he uses this metaphor and says that we must eat the bread, that if anyone eats of this bread, he will not die? Well, to eat represents full and complete trusting. To eat the bread of Christ is to fully trust Christ for salvation. Think about it this way. When you eat a bite of bread, you believe that that bread is safe to eat. It is not poisonous. You wouldn't have eaten it otherwise. So you trust that it is safe. You believe that it will give you strength. You believe that it will sustain you. You can't halfway eat the bread, right? You either eat it or you don't. And we can't halfway trust Jesus. We either fully trust him or we don't trust him. So Jesus uses the metaphor of eating bread to explain that believing in him is staking life on the fact that he is the only remedy for our guilt and sin, and he is the sufficient remedy for our guilt and our sin. If we'll trust in Jesus, then we will be forgiven and we will have eternal life. This manna, those who eat this manna, this bread from heaven, will never die. What an encouragement. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons. That really helps us get the word out. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. Further info at noeldeer.com. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.